reach the
Welcome to the show. My name is Dave, aka Steven Seagal from The Asian Connection, and this is a Fistful of Podcasts from FistfulPodcast.com. Back for another great week. Let me introduce you, as usual, to my co-hosts, all the way from the Reno Sparks area. And up first, we have one Mr. Andy Andrew A. Dog Bergevin.
Welcome back to Let's Take Mikey to the Right, our conservative Nick Arcade podcast. Where we have points, puzzles, pop quizzes, and proof that Obama was not born in the United States. Let's take it over to Adam, who is taking on Sorsha in the wizard level.
Two of our contestants are going home with BK Knights.
Ooh, British Knights?
They're BK Ratchtech, too.
Yeah, BK, because the K was the knight. You're like BK Knights, so it's British Knight Knights.
British Knight Knights.
You're going to bed.
You better slip into your British Knight Knights before you get into bed.
Night Knight, Britain.
Anyway, as you have already guessed, Adam is over there. Adam J. Hubbard Esquire.
Ham.
David got his own soundboard now.
Yeah, he's trying to cut Krista out of the loop.
I'm fine with that.
Well, because she is so haphazard and you know, it's kind of like, you know, whatever.
Yep.
I got to step up and fill in the gaps. Anyway, we have Trung over there on the couch.
Hello.
He was just incepted into the show.
Did I think of that or did you?
I'm done playing with my phone. Also in studio, we have Krista over there on the couch.
A pleasure.
See how that works?
Yeah, she does her own sounds, but not sounds for us.
Yeah. Oh, shit. And Adam fucked up my intro for you that I'd planned all day.
Oh, shit.
What? Or rather, Andy screwed up Adam's intro. What I was going to say is Adam is part dragon because he's always dragon ass.
It's true.
Right? Because he's slower than most people. Oh, my God.
I don't appreciate this.
Oh, the insulting joke alarm's going off.
Is it?
It just went beep, beep.
Okay, good. Keep me up to date as often as that goes off,
yeah, that one's working.
Okay, good. So, guys, good news. The show has been successfully moved over, and all of our old stuff should be available. So if you're listening to this, congratulations to us, because it worked.
Yeah, that was the easiest move I've ever been a part of.
Yeah, and I was really worried about it because we have a lot of... So here's how it was going to go down. Like, our IT guy was going to move all the files and to this new Amazon server. So we're essentially operating on the same servers as Netflix, if that tickles your fancy at all.
It tickles my fancy, yes.
I'm glad we could agree.
I couldn't think of anything that wasn't gross, so I just went fancy.
Tickles my fanny.
Yeah, tickles my fanny. So, yeah, I was worried that if I had to, like, essentially make all the files link back to the show again, I was just going to be like, fuck it. We're starting fresh.
It's done.
Anyone who wants to go back, fuck you, I would have told them. But our IT guy's great, so it's working like a charm.
We would have started a whole different podcast.
Under new names.
Under new auspices, too.
Ooh, assumed names. I get to be Steven Seagal in Under Siege.
I'm going to be Andy Bergevin.
Oh, no.
Because, you know, I just feel like that has some brand recognition behind it.
It does.
For our 16 listeners.
Let's Google and let's find out how much brand... Andy Bergevin, I said.
This is actually happening.
If it comes up empty, try Andrew Bergevin, and then also try Sucky McNippletit.
You may also see...
It's also listed under Urban Dictionary. How's your brand recognition? Good?
Well, LinkedIn is the first thing that comes up, so I suppose that's good.
Are you on LinkedIn?
There's an Andrew Bergevin in Ancestry.com from 1918 to 1995.
That was me.
Is that you? You had to change your identity.
In 1995, that's when I became immortal. So essentially, I died as you mortals know it.
Shouldn't you have stopped aging a long time ago, though, so you'd look a little better?
I feel like your immortality kicked in a lot sooner than 1995.
Yeah. Also, if I had the chance to stop, if I had the choice to stop aging and become immortal, I would have done it fucking 10 years ago when I wasn't a fat sack of crap.
I like my big chubby gunt.
Wait, you have a vagina?
Yep. Oh, that came with the immortality.
We're learning a lot
today. Part
of the
deal that he made with that demon.
Yeah, I had to get a vagina. That part was easy. Then I had to steal a gem from a demon, and I have to do Kegels all the time and keep it in my vagina to keep this immortality. The second I stop flexing that puss, I will turn to dust.
It's the only place the demon can't find it.
What tome were you looking in to find out all of this?
Bible, Dead Sea Scrolls.
It's the Bible.
Anyone has access to these secrets.
Maybe I should read the Bible.
So when you sleep, you age because you can't do your Kegels while you're sleeping.
That's why I put duct tape on there.
Duct tape works just as good.
But you're laying down. Things aren't constantly, like, gravity is not acting upon the stone in Andy's vagina.
But if I sneeze or fart in my sleep, it'll shoot out of there like a baby in Ace Ventura.
Here's my question. So the butthole was a no-go? Like, you couldn't keep your penis and just put it in your ass?
Shit.
Not your penis in your ass, but
damn it.
Yeah, he's like, hey, you have to have a pocket for this. And you're like, I would like a vagina then.
Yeah, but poop has to come out of there all the time.
Yeah, meanwhile, like, he could, like, oh, what about your jeans? And Andy's like, no.
No, I got this one figured out.
The demon's like, you've got that little fifth pocket on your right hip there. And he's like, no.
Yeah, you've got the change pocket that nobody uses.
No, vagina.
I have a penny in there.
From 1919.
I'm just going to take the old vagina and get on home.
It's an Indian head penny.
Yeah, he's got a buffalo head nickel in his butthole.
Well, I can't use the pocket because I got the penny in there. Can't use my butt because I got that nickel.
Yeah, you should like, they sell like these little folders you can just put coins in. You don't have to keep them in your orifices.
Times have changed since 1918.
Back
in 1918, I said buffalo nickel my ass.
Yeah, and then he's stuffing up his ass. Yeah, so but back then the like coins were relatively new, so I imagine you weren't keeping them for the collection.
Yeah, they had
value.
Just invented coins recently.
Yeah, they're like, oh, what's this, a penny? That's new. Who cares? That'll be worth nothing.
I'd say 5 Bs for a nickel, please.
Yeah, 5 Bs for a nickel, you'd say. 19-dickety-2.
19-dickety?
Yeah. Because the Führer had stolen our...
Yeah, the Kaiser stole the word for 20.
Our sense of freedom.
Anyway, guys, got some new chickens in the back. I may have brought this up before.
No.
Went out, got some new chickens, got 5 little baby yellow chicks... And now they're, I don't know, 6 inches tall.
And stupid.
And stupid as shit. Like, that's the thing. Domesticated animals are the dumbest fucking things on the planet. So, like, you know how, like, when a dog will, like, roll on its back and, like, sort of, like, roll around like it's trying to scratch its back and, like, like, run a little circle? These chickens do that.
Huh.
Like, as soon as I open the gate, they're like, oh, man, what's this, dirt? And then they just start rolling like dogs in it.
So weird.
And it's also kind of cool because since they are technically related to dinosaurs, sometimes they'll run at each other and try to claw each other's eyes out with their little feet.
Oh, yeah, that's really cool. Yeah.
It looks like tiny feathered raptors, like, going for the eyes.
Yeah.
In David's backyard, he, like, tapes fake tails to all of his chickens.
I've got a bunch of Asian guys, like, in cutoffs, and they're all sweaty, and they're throwing down weird money because we're all betting.
They're coins with holes in the middle.
Yeah, it's like Kumite. We're like, ah! Like, the chickens will step in glue and then walk through glass so they can cut each other up.
Adam,
it's pretty
exciting. Those coins with holes in the middle are the biggest pain in the ass in the entire world.
Why?
Well, because they only have bills for, like, large amounts. So if you get, I was like, okay, here's 100 yen for this 5,000 yen thing. And they're like, okay, well, here, have 20,000 coins.
So you gave them 100 yen for a 5,000 yen thing, and they gave you money back?
100,000 yen.
Oh, okay. I was like, wow. Like, they're really not...
That's right. I had a
$1,000
bill.
But then you could just, like, do... Here's what I would do. If America ever starts putting holes in their money, just get a necklace, thread it on there, then you can be like, hey, here's all my money.
Well,
no, like,
robbed.
Hands-free.
Someone please mug me.
Yeah. Like, hey, look, I've got 10,000 yen on my neck. And the guy's like, a yoink?
Isn't that just $10?
Yes.
Yeah, so he would be 10, like,
10,000 is 100.
Yoink.
Okay.
How many dongs is that, Trum?
$100 is 2 million.
2 million
Jesus.
Dongs.
Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're saturated for dongs in Vietnam.
Do you use coins or bills?
We use bills mostly.
Yeah, you can't have like a 400 million dong coin.
Yeah, just think of how many dongs that would be in your pocket.
The smallest bill is like 1,000.
Yeah.
So,
I mean, I never go anywhere without at least 1,000 dongs.
Sometimes I find a dong on the sidewalk and I just pick it up.
Find a dong, pick it up, and all day long you'll have good luck.
Need a dong, leave a dong.
Only pick it up if it's heads up.
Take a dong, leave a dong. Oh my god. Not in Trump's America, Adam.
No, oh, Trump's boy. America, we don't even fucking shake hands with a German prime minister.
Oh, could you believe that? I could not fucking, like, how can that be allowed?
What do you mean allowed?
But David, there was more stuff yesterday where it was like Sean Spicer had to come out and be like, yes, when I said that Obama had the British spy on him using wiretapping, I didn't mean it by.
I meant the Germans, and it wasn't wire, it was fiber optic.
It was a can with a string attached.
Yeah, I was just going to say that.
It was kite string. Turns out there was just a kite stuck on Trump Tower.
Well, then later on they're like, oh no, he didn't hear her say that. And you watch the clip and she's fucking going, handshake? Handshake? And he looks at her and he's like,
Well, he does everything except look at her in that video.
Yeah, he's like staring into the middle distance. She's like, should we shake hands? Like, she doesn't want to do it either, but she's like, should we for the cameras? Yeah,
this seems
and he's like,
polite.
He's like, what's that, a spot on the carpet? Like, a leader of one of the, like, mega powers of the world is like, hey, let's shake hands. And you're like,
ugh. So was she here or was he there?
It was the Oval Office.
Okay.
Yeah, he invited her ostensibly to be like, face, bitch. Like, he's like, slam a jam, and then he dunked a Nerf basketball over her head.
Well, and then, like, they also had German press there, and he called on one of the German people. And she stands up and goes, so why do you keep lying if you'll know you'll get caught? And he's like, fake news, next.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
I didn't see that one.
Oh, I think I've got $1 million idea, guys.
Ooh, how many dongs is that?
Oh, if $100 is 2 million dongs.
A million is 20 billion.
Billion dongs.
Yeah. That's a lot of dongs.
That's
like a money bin of dongs.
A bushel of dongs.
Uncle Scrooge would be like, check out these dongs right in here.
It's enough dongs to drown a duck.
Those pickle boys are always trying to steal my dongs.
Yeah. Get out
Keep
of my
your
dong
hands
bin.
Off my dongs.
Anyway, so guys, they have apps where, like, you can hire a dog walker and they'll have, like a tag or a GPS thing on them. So you can check in.
The dog walker has a GPS tag on them?
Yeah, because you can, it must go to their phone or something, because you can like check in with them and make sure they're like actually walking your dog. But, which is weird, but easily, they could easily, because dog walking, you don't need any expertise. They could farm that out to someone and be like, here, walk this dog, hold my phone. I got to go to Dairy Queen or whatever.
Mm-hmm. That sounds like a delightful afternoon.
So I'm formulating an app that's a dog walker app.
Wow.
That will, you essentially pay someone to follow your dog walker. Yeah. It's the dog walker stalker app. So they will hide in the bushes, stalking your dog walker, making sure that you know who is walking your dogs and where.
Yeah. Like, last time I hired a dog walker on my phone, they just taped their phone to my dog and let him run wild.
You know, I was going to suggest that.
He never came back.
Like, wow, he's taking a really erratic pattern today.
He's the best.
He's on the 60. Oh, man.
Appears to be hanging on the dog pound now.
Yeah. Whoa, hey. Oh, it went off for some reason. So, you know, there's my $1 million app. Maybe it's 500,000, because the first 500,000 are going to be on the dog walkers themselves.
$500 easy.
Yeah, $500 cash, right?
David,
like, taking that to the bank.
All of our $1 million ideas, all we have to do is create an app. Mm-hmm. Where you're like, okay, these soldiers are going to charge you. Why don't you drag a barracks there? Now give me $20.
So what, like Lord of War or whatever that game is?
There's a million, like I play the all the free games, and every advertisement is like, okay, come on, play along.
But there are so many of those. Like, it's a very wide but a very shallow pool.
It must work.
Well, I'm sure it does, but rather than take a slice of somebody else's pie that's already split up into a million pieces, I don't think anyone has ever thought of a dog walker stalker app.
He's right, you know.
So all that profit, 100% to this guy right here, and I'm pointing to me.
That's what he's doing.
Yeah, see, he came up with the idea, and he's going to have us code it, but he's not going to pay us.
Can you guys code?
No. Adam, you're supposed to lie.
I feel like that's why I wouldn't pay you, because you don't know how to code.
Look, it'll take a little bit longer, but you'll get quality work.
Yeah, I guess. Because
we have to learn coding.
Yeah, so I have to pay for you guys to go to like ITT Tech.
You have to pay for
my
coding school.
And you have to pay for my codeine.
And your coding addiction. And then you have to get the codex and find out where Leonardo hid his hidden treasure.
Oh, and the hidden treasure was Jesus' baby all along.
Yeah, turns out.
What's his baby doing in here?
If I were looking for a treasure and it would just turned out to be a woman, I'd be like, this is fucked.
Rip off.
These people have been trying to kill me and all I found was you.
Yeah, and I was like, oh, it's you? And I'd be like, fuck, can I have like $20? This was a lot of hassle.
You just run at this lady, hey, give me your wallet.
Yeah, like, hey, this terrible wig didn't pay for itself, Tom Hanks says.
Tom Hanks is like, hey, I've never made a bad movie. And you're like, what about Angels and Demons? He's like, never.
Never. Now, Tom Hanks pisses in every one of his movies. Does he pee in that movie?
What are you talking about?
Tom Hanks pisses in every movie he's ever been in.
Yeah, it's true.
I don't believe you.
Think of a movie. From Toy Story?
Well, not the animated ones. But I think even in the animated ones, they make an allusion to it. But he pees in Big. He pees in The Green Mile. He pees in A League of Their Own. He gets peed on by a fountain in The Bachelor Party.
I don't remember him peeing in The Burbs.
Yeah, he pees in The Burbs too.
When?
Yeah, that's they go down to that guy's septic tank to find Tom Hanks's pee.
He's like, I'll just cut out the middleman, and he pees right in the septic tank.
He's like, ah, there's the pee.
And they find skulls instead.
Yeah, he pees in most 99% of his movies.
He pees right into the volcano in Joe versus the Volcano.
Yeah, he pees into that. In Mazes and Monsters, he pees on a monster.
Forrest Gump.
And a maze. He tells Nixon he has to pee in Forrest Gump, and then he pees. Oh.
You've got mail.
He drinks pee in that.
Whatever happened to Meg Ryan? Did she melt her?
I think she's on display in Madame Tussauds.
It's a living.
She's like, no one's going to come to see me at the box office, but they might see me if I look like I've been under a heat lamp for too long.
Well, see, but Meg Ryan was one of those things in the 90s where it was like, we got a shitty romantic comedy. Who will be in this?
She was like the Katherine Heigl of the late 80s.
Kind of, yeah.
And I don't know what would be the modern day Katherine Heigl.
Emma Stone.
Really?
I don't know. I don't think so.
I can't think of a romantic comedy that's come out since ever. And I don't know what a romantic comedy is.
Oh, David, that's a new $1 million. We revive the romantic comedy genre.
Now, since we're reviving it, is it going to be urban?
Yes. This is going to be like the barbershop of romantic comedies.
All right. What about the what was the woman? Because there was the barbershop, and then there was the salon.
Beauty shop.
What was Queen Latifah?
It was Queen Latifah shop.
Like who was like, oh, you know what was a good movie? Barbershop. But what if like they were all women? Print it. Well,
I think like later on, didn't they like merge the two movies?
They did for like Barbershop 48. This time starring Tyler Perry.
This time it's for real.
Tyler Perry.
Tyler Perry's a very Madea barbershop.
Yeah, Tyler Perry is like the Eddie Murphy, but solely of women.
Eddie Murphy's dead too.
What?
He's not dead.
What? Then where is he?
Oh, he died.
Present him.
You think I think he went into some brothel that was full of, transsexuals and never came out.
Oh, yeah.
Because he learned his lesson picking that one off the street.
You have to find them in houses. That's the trick.
Yeah, he went to the trans mansion. After the haunted mansion bomb, they're like, everybody out of here. This is just going to be for transgender people and Eddie Murphy to come and fuck them.
It's a transgender brothel that's like a speakeasy. So you have to go into this this establishment and say the code. Like say something like, I'm here to get my transmission checked.
Yeah, he goes up and he's like, I like dicks. And they open the door.
That's the code.
I like the idea that I could go to Disneyland and ride through a mansion full of trannies.
Can you imagine, like, it's just, like, various stages where, the evolution of man thing where it's, like, a monkey and it goes up to, like, Neanderthal and Homo sapien? It's like that, but drawn out for an entire ride where it's this dude. It's maybe, okay, here's the pitch.
It's, all right, lay it on me.
It's Caitlyn Jenner at the end. So you're watching, what was this for, Bruce? So you first get in there and it's Bruce Jenner in the 70s running in the Olympics, and then he gets all that weird face surgery, and then by the end he's like, bye, I'm Caitlyn, and that's it.
Then by the end he's like, hey, vote for Donald Trump. Oh, wait.
Why would he say that?
He did.
Did he?
Yeah. And then Donald Trump was like, ah, fuck transsexual people. He's like, you told me not, you would not do that.
You promised.
The one thing. Well, the many things you promised not to do. Yeah, I don't know. But I feel
all
like that
I'm
could be
all I'm saying is that when I get
experience.
To the end of that ride, instead of ghosts, there will be transsexuals sitting next to you in those mirrors, and it will be great.
And you can't even tell.
Hey, I'm a normal
There's
person
a penis
just
for
like you.
Hi. Yeah. Yeah, like it's not scary anymore. It's just like, hey, we're normal, and you're like, you get off the ride and you're like, oh, okay.
This ride has really humanized us in your eyes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wow.
And, could you imagine, like, it's like the complete opposite of like because, you know, Disney loves to be, like, super racist and weird about things like that.
Oh, yeah.
If they just went out of their way to be like, you get off the ride, and they give you, like, a little wig or maybe a false mustache for the girls. and you come out and you're like, hey, yeah, they're people, too.
When's the last time Disney was super racist?
The Fox and the Hound is a big one.
That's way back when.
Song of the South.
Song
Still
of the South.
Way back. When I'm talking recently, when's the last time?
Oh, Toy Story.
Toy what? Story, totally racist.
You don't remember the fifth doll in that Woody collection that was like a racist Mexican portrayal?
Forgot about yeah. that.
That minor I was mean, like, we're all going. He's like, si, senor.
Yeah, I mean, you understand they're like trying to play it up for laughs. And I guess they kind of skirted it because they're like, this toy was made in the 50s, which is a great way to be like, it's going to be really racist, but that's not on us. That's from, you know, the 50s of this alternate universe that doesn't exist.
I mean, we're getting down on it, but it's not us.
Yeah, I was talking to Trung. Like, all the Disney cartoons teach you terrible shit.
Well, like you should keep your mouth shut and maybe a guy will kiss you.
Yeah, or your best friend that you grew up with will threaten to murder you if you ever come to visit him again.
Like, yes.
Watch The Fox and the Hound. Like, I'm sure.
Why did they let that hound hang out with that fox?
Because they were, like, when they were kids, they were best friends. And then they realized they were different races. Yeah, I remember watching that movie when I was a kid, and because the two human characters, like the old woman and the old man, like the old woman's all nice and whatever, but the old dude is like, damn it, woman, fix me up some laundry and a sandwich and all this other stuff. My mom's like, I hate that. That's the only thing I took away as a child from that movie is like my mom hated that old guy because he didn't understand women.
He just doesn't get them.
He just couldn't, you know, back in the old days. You know, you could have people in blackface or guys who were like, hey, yeah, slavery wasn't so bad.
They had some good points.
You know, how else are we going to get this work done, guys? I'm Disney done. Says. Disney's stance was there's cotton to be picked. Who's going to do it?
I don't see any of your hands going up.
Yeah. There's a guy sitting on a horse with a shotgun, a trucker cap on that says it's not going to pick itself.
Yeah.
Well, I guess, you know, he has a point.
You know, back in the old days, they were bringing slaves over. All the slave owners were wearing trucker hats, apparently.
Yeah.
They were issued them when they got on the boats.
They were big back then.
Like, oh, I can see you're a plantation owner because you're wearing a trucker hat that says it's not going to pick itself.
There was only two kind of hats back in the day, tricorn hat, trucker hat.
And this is before they had trucks, so this was really revolutionary.
Yeah.
That's why it was called the Revolutionary War.
Because of the hats.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. It was a battle between hats.
They were like, you know what? These tricorn hats are bullshit. Yeah. What we
and
need
you don't
is something...
see any tricorn hats anymore, do you?
Yeah. What we need is something mesh that displays a very disgusting catchphrase on the front.
Yeah, I need something that breathes and also expresses my opinion.
Yeah, like, I want to keep a cool head, but I want people to know that my heart is full of hatred. Or, like, you know, women are objects or something like that.
I want
that.
My head to be cool and my heart burning with hatred.
What's your say? 1-800-SEXPOT, huh? Phones haven't even been invented, so that's
pot.
Impressive.
That's cool.
That's, like, the tamest sex hotline I've ever heard.
Well, no. David, it's a hotline where you call and a prostitute delivers you marijuana.
1-800-30-TALK. Oh.
Yeah, I remember the number we used to call from the public phone of the junior high was 1-800-WET-BUTT.
what would they talk about?
I've got the wettest butt right now.
You don't believe how wet this butt is.
That's cool. Oh my
I've
god.
I've got a spray bottle full of water.
Just gonna mist your butt.
No, it was essentially women who were like sat in puddles and then described the sensation to you.
Oh no.
Yeah, but we like the recording was always like, you call, thanks for calling 1-800 wet butt. And it said, if you want to continue the conversation, and they gave you a 900 number. But like they tried to hook you with that wet butt real
quick.
We
do not accept collect calls for wet butts.
They wanted you to know, yeah, you got to the right place. This is where the butts are wet. But
oh, our butts are the wettest.
Oh, man, how wet is your butt? Pretty wet, they'd say.
The human body is 70% water. Our butts are 90% water.
It would take a whole roll of Charmin just to get rid of all the water on my butt.
Yeah, the human body is 70% water, but they're carrying it all in their butt. They're like, their bodies are like mummies,
yeah,
but
the
they have these big, juicy, wet, this big, juicy, wet butts.
At least it wasn't dialing like 1-800-POOP-ASS.
I think that's too many. No, I mean, that's not too many words. Yeah, ass poop. That'll change it completely.
There we go.
Oh, you call 1-800 poop ass.
Isn't that enough numbers?
Yeah. I'm dialing it right now.
No, I don't Why? Oh, are you going to call 1-800 wet butt?
I kind of want to.
Somebody should and hold their phone up to the microphone. We'll see what happens.
God. Andy's going to go do it.
All right, Andy. This is some good field work. I feel like this is the first time that we've. Like, this is some investigative
journalism. We're
finally
getting off our asses and doing something with our lives.
Finally, this, shit. You know...
Oh, never mind. He's grabbing a beer out of the fridge.
No, shocker.
I got one for the speaker.
And he's like, I have a good idea. I need alcohol.
Wet.
Put your headphones back on.
Yeah, what? Andy, you can't tap dance around for the rest of the fucking show.
He's calling it.
Touch it, feel it, rub it. What's mine is yours, all yours. Here at 800
wet butt. It's still there! It's still there! Yeah!
Oh my gosh.
1-800 wet butt. Andy, dial 1-800 ass poop.
No. No, I'm afraid he's going to charge me for that.
No, they
wet
can't.
Wet butt.
An 800 number, they can't charge you. That was hilarious. I can't believe that number still exists.
Thank you
that
for
number
calling.
Is over 30 years old.
Yeah, think of how old that lady is.
God bless her.
Wet
yeah, she recorded. She originally recorded that on a wax cylinder.
Yeah, she's somebody's grandma now.
Oh, I used to be the wet butt girl.
No, whenever someone calls, they hold the phone up to the phonograph and they start cranking the thing. It's like it's all crackly. It's like, thanks for calling.
Well, oh, you've dialed the wet butt hotline.
Oh my god. Remember, prohibition's still a thing, and then they hang up on you. That was crazy.
I can't believe it.
Oh, man.
Well, podcast is over, I guess.
Yeah, we just won.
Oh,
podcasting.
Yeah. We're going to get that Pulitzer in the mail. I'm going to put it right here next to Gay Jesus.
Is it for a investigative Pulitzer journalism. Or a Pulitzer?
I'm going to get the Pulitzer, the Pulitzer, and the Pulitzer.
He's going for the triple P.
I'm going to put them all right here next to Gay Jesus and the soap that Keith got me with the dick on it.
Gay Jesus.
And possibly the gay, not gay, the dick sucker. Not the...
possibly the gay sucker.
Possibly the gay... No, the sucker shaped like a dick. There we go. Not
dick
the dick sucker.
Speaking of dicks...
Got a classic dick sucker back here. What?
Well, yesterday when I was at school, I was helping out one of the teachers with her iPad.
And your dick fell out? You're like, oh, here's the problem. My penis is on your iPad.
Yeah, my dick fell out.
Whoops.
No, this little boy... Very suddenly stood up on his chair, pulled his pants down, and lifted his shirt, and displayed for the entire classroom his penis.
Andy's going to jail now.
So...
Immediately, like, he looked around, one of the kids started laughing at him, and then he started crying and going, I don't know why I did this!
Yeah, that would be the first question I would ask.
That's what we asked him. We said, why did you do that? And he's, I don't know! Like...
I blame
multiple
society.
Personalities.
He's like, impulse control is not a thing at our house.
He's a Sybil.
He's a Sybil.
It was one of the weirdest things I've ever seen in my life.
Well, like you expect
and now that,
that
kid is going to be known as the wiener kid for the rest of his school.
A weird act or a weird dick?
Truly asking the hard questions.
But, like, you expect that sort of thing in elementary school in the urinal because there's always that kid... who hasn't learned not to drop his drawers to his ankles when taking a piss at the urinal.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I must have seen 900 kids' asses when I was in grade school because You'd go in there, and there'd always be some kid already there with, like, pants around ankles, standing at the urinal, just like, do, 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 do. And I'm like, what the fuck? Dude? Like, you're, like, the fly. Use the fly.
And those floors are covered in piss.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They are made of piss.
Imagine, like, wearing shorts, and then you pull them up, and, like, the bottom 2 inches are just soaked with piss. God.
And then also the guy I work with came in, and remember how I told y'all that he said, my doctor said I'm about to have diabetes, but she's probably full of shit.
On the verge.
You have imminent diabetes.
Well, he came in and he's like, well, I know I'm throwing up and everything. My pancreas has stopped working properly.
Uh-oh, they were right. Diabetes.
Yeah, and now all he does is bitch and moan about how he has to inject insulin to eat.
You're not you when you're hungry, and you're diabetic when you're satisfied.
Yeah. You're like, oh man, I'm so hungry. What should I eat? Probably too much. That's always the answer.
What should I eat? Refined sugar, you say? Does it come in chocolate form?
Yes.
Like, oh, look, my wife picked up the recipe online. These are chocolate-covered sugar cubes. Have one. You know, they're delicious, he says. Goodbye, left foot.
He salutes it as it goes.
Yeah,
so it just fell off then.
Yeah, he throws it in the river and it floats down like a boat.
He gives it a Viking burial.
Yeah, that sounds like leprosy and not diabetes.
Well, no, because like your circulation goes bad and they have to take, like, sometimes it's a foot, sometimes it's one of your hands, sometimes
they,
it's both
they have
feet.
To take the foot to pay the man that can get your circulation going on again.
Oh, okay.
Oh, you know what I would do? Here's a brilliant
robot
idea.
Feet.
I would. Well, no, that's after. What I would do is I'd be like, because they. I feel like if you ask to keep something they remove from you surgically, you get to keep it, right?
I feel like you're right.
Maybe.
Because, like, there are people who keep, like, appendixes or stuff. Moral of the story is, what you say is, once you chop them feet off, throw them on ice, I'm going
to
take them home.
You pickle those bad boys up.
And then, remember the Charlie Chaplin bit where he's, like, dancing with the little, like, next dinner party, oh, no. You're the belle of the ball.
Oh,
like,
my goodness, you have your so smart.
You have your removed feet, and you're just dancing all over the Thanksgiving dinner table, and you're like, I knew you guys would love this.
I've been using them to do Foley work for radio plays, which don't exist any longer.
Or you can play an awesome game of hide and seek, because you stick your feet behind like a curtain, and then when they're like, aha, you're not there, and then you jump out behind the couch, you say, gotcha. Or you don't jump because you don't have
I
any
feel like
feet.
A pair
you're
of
like,
boots would have served the same purpose.
I should have heard you stumping around back there.
Well, no, because boots, you could be like, those could be anything. Feet,
there might not be anything in those boots.
Yeah, if you see someone's bare feet, you're like, aha, that's definitely a sign that someone is back there.
Oh, look, there's David's gross decayed feet. He must be back there.
Well, no, you got to like shellac him or something. There's got to be some way to preserve them.
I had my feet bronzed.
What if?
Oh my god,
like,
there's a metal man standing behind that curtain.
What if, because like, what about those, the Body Works thing where they plasticize all those Chinese prisoners and homeless people?
I've been there. It's kind of horrifying.
Yeah. Well, just have your feet plasticized and like you can put them under a car.
When did you get to see that?
When I went to Vegas.
Huh? Yeah. There's like no end to the fun you can have with a couple of plasticized feet that used to be your own.
It's true.
Like
if someone breaks into your house, you can throw your feet at them.
Look, I just want those awesome like athlete prosthetic feet, the ones that are like the curved piece of metal,
the blades,
yeah. The ones they gave Pistorius before he shot his girlfriend.
Sure.
Yep.
I think you might kill someone if they give those to you, if the pattern holds.
Yeah. Okay, Adam. We know two people that have had those blades: Oscar Pistorius and that lady from The Kingsman.
Mm.
The Kingsman. Did she kill anybody?
She not only had those blades to run on, there was actual swords in the middle of them. So,
You're definitely a murderer if you get those.
Well, if I get the sword ones, yeah.
Pistorius didn't have the sword ones. He used a gun. I'll be
responsible. I'll use them only for killing bad people.
I feel like something in your feet keeps you from murdering people. Right?
That's where your conscience lives.
Yeah, all my morals are in my feet. That's why that's the soul.
Like when you say that person is really grounded, like once they have no feet, they can't touch the ground anymore.
Adam made a great point. That's why they're called the soul.
That's where the soul is.
Yeah, you lost your soul. Soulless Oscar Pistorius killing people.
If you lose your feet before you die, you don't go to heaven.
That's what I'm saying. Keep them. Plasticize them. Throw them in the closet.
No, because your soul has already gone to heaven. Like, it went up when your feet died.
Uh-oh.
You're just a lifeless husk now.
Okay,
so wait, do they just have, like, a pit of disembodied feet in heaven?
Yes.
Possibly.
There's just a bunch of tap dancing. Yeah,
just a bunch
feet.
Of feet running around in like Keds and Converse All-Stars. It's like a terrible cartoon.
BK Knights.
Here's what I like. Okay, so if you're going to have your feet surgically removed, have them run over your legs towards your head with a steamroller so it can smash
the
sole
back up into you.
Yeah, smash the sole up higher, then cut them off.
If I get my feet removed, I'm not getting those blades. I'm getting tank treads.
Those are much more.
You
what
will be
insurance,
all terrain.
Yeah, what insurance is going to pay for gas-powered tank treads for a human?
Andy can't walk around indoors because everybody passes out from the fumes.
Yeah, it's just Andy's watching the movie with the fucking two gas engines rumbling on his legs.
You can turn them off when you're watching a movie because you're not walking anywhere.
It doesn't run on gas, it runs on my blood.
God, it runs on your
burning
blood.
Yeah. What sort of combustion engine uses blood? What sort of infernal machine is this?
Yeah, so you would be dead in a matter of hours?
No, I'm like, always getting transfusions.
Like you wouldn't make it out of the hospital.
He also had a gas cap installed on his hip, and he just needs to pour blood in it.
Oh, no, see, I have Tom Hardy in front of me on like a pole, and I have him. He gives me his blood.
Why does he have so much blood to give you?
I don't know. Ask Mad Max.
Oh, is that a reference I'm missing? Like he's known for having more blood than most people.
In Mad Max, he did.
Yeah, Tom Hardy is the bloodiest celebrity.
Yeah, he's constantly gravid with blood.
Yeah.
Hey, that's why he was so big in The Dark Knight. They just stopped pulling it from him.
Yeah, he didn't donate for one day, and that's how jacked he got.
Yeah, those huge tits he has are just big blood tits.
Oh, God.
God.
That's why vampires don't exist, because Tom Hardy wouldn't exist.
That's how we know they're not out there.
Yeah, if how could they turn down such a scrumptious, tempting treat as
so
Tom Hardy,
blood.
The human blood factory.
He's like the gusher of humans.
Yeah. I'd say you're the fruit roll-up of humans.
Oh.
I'm fruit leather.
Fruit leather.
I'm on appetizing homemade fruit leather. Basically, my mother just poured a bunch of jam in the dehydrator.
Yeah, there's my son. And you're just like,
These tank treads are a bad idea.
Yeah, it turns out. Yeah, I don't think they'll ever have anything. What about solar powered tank treads?
Then what am I going to do indoors?
Here's my question. Why tank treads?
Because I can be all terrain.
Yeah,
so if Smash TV ever becomes a real thing, I could be a villain.
Okay, in your scenario, how far are they cutting off your legs? Like.
Oh, just at the feet. I'm going to have feet that are just treads.
Yeah, it's going to be like roller skates, but they're tank treads.
That seems incredibly unstable.
Well, I'm going to have to get used to it, obviously.
Like, you could never climb a ramp over, like, 30 degrees. Like, if you ever, like, I think I'm going to go take a hike on a mountain. You could never do that. You'd have to,
weird,
like, lean.
You'd always, like, whenever you turned, you'd always be turning in place.
Yeah, because, and two, like, because turning, I don't think that would work, Andy. It's a bad idea.
Just shut it down.
I mean, I've put some thought into it, and after some careful consideration, I don't think tank treads as feet would work.
But just think of how jacked your legs would get trying to lift those tank treads all the time.
Yeah.
Why would he lift them? They're taking him everywhere.
Just go upstairs.
I can't take the elevator, thank you.
What if you go to somebody's house and they're like, meet me on the second floor, and you're like, nope. Can't do it.
Anybody's house I go to has to have one of those chairs like the old lady had in Gremlins.
Oh. But you think those can handle like the added hardware of tank
treads?
They
can handle overweight old people. I'm sure they can handle my tank tread feet.
That's something I can never understand. How are hover rounds rated for 10,000 pounds plus?
I don't know, David.
Everyone in an electronic, like, you know, whether it be a hover round, a jazzy scooter, whatever it is, I feel like those engineers should be doing something more substantial with their time than making sure that a hover round can carry 18,000 pounds of fat ass.
Yeah, every patient I have at my work that has one of those is like morbidly obese.
Now, let me ask you another question. Do these morbidly obese people have big old American flags on their hover rounds like they do around here?
One of them has a bright orange flag, a triangle flag on it, but they don't have.
That's for safety.
Yeah.
Like,
is
you can't.
Is it because he's poisonous?
Like yeah. You see that? You're like, oh, I almost missed that 800-pound woman on that jazzy scooter. Thank God she put that orange flag
on
me.
It's a guy, and he's the guy with the teardrop on his face.
Almost tripped right over him.
Oh, hey, what? Where did you come from?
Out of nowhere.
Originally, I got this jazzy to do some sweet drive-bys, but then I got fat because the jazzy came first, and then the fatness just set upon me.
Yeah, well, once you stop walking everywhere, like, the weight just piles on.
So, yeah, so in this reality, we have a mobility scooter that can move 4 tons, but we have cars that can't get 100 miles a gallon yet?
Well, it's the worst reality, David.
The technology's getting there, but our jazzy technology had to come first.
In the Berenstein Bears universe...
Right, yeah.
Everything is better.
That's what happened. We split off, and they have, like, futuristic hover cars, and we've got jazzy scooters hauling tons of human around.
And they all live in trees.
And but here's the thing. They must have, like, some sort of futuristic battery power, because every time you see someone, on the street, they're going, like, miles out of their way to go get a pack of smokes and make it all the way back home. So these things not only have the power to hoist several thousand pounds of ass, but they've got the staying power to, like, you could take one to Colorado if you wanted.
David, that's an, oh my god, you just gave me another $1 million idea. Cigarette counters at old folks' home.
Cigarette counters?
Yeah. Like, I'm gonna be like the cigarette girls from the old movies.
Okay.
And I'm just gonna walk around the old folks' home and be like, you're dying already.
Show me
your
dams.
Have more.
Usually the doctors are like, no smoking, but you're going to be like, fuck those guys.
What do they know?
Well, I'm going to be like, no, this is medical marijuana, wink. It's really tobacco, folks.
Why don't you just give them medical marijuana?
Because I'm not giving my marijuana to old people.
Yeah, but you'd sell it.
Yeah, you're selling it. Like, you're not operating a charity, are you?
Yes, this is a non-profit cigarette giving.
So your $1 million idea is to give away free cigarettes infirmed. Yeah,
I'm obviously going to embezzle. Really, this is a charity where you give
embezzle
me...
Embezzle from who?
Like, the grandkids give me money to get Meemaw cigarettes so she dies earlier.
Yeah, Andy's collecting on the life insurance.
Okay, so they're not free. The kids of the people who shouldn't be smoking are paying you to kill their family?
Yeah.
Oh, God.
Why not just be like an old people assassin?
I feel like you could kill them much faster than the cigarettes.
Easy.
Just be like, hey, you want me to kill your uncle? Yeah, $20 and you pop him in the head with a... You know,
I'll give him so many cigarettes his life expectancy will go down by 5 years at least.
Yeah, like this will take off 3 years and he's only got 5 left. So see you in hell in 2 years, Uncle What's Nuts.
I gave your nanny lung cancer. She just spent all that inheritance money on chemo.
Oh, no. And you know, if she hadn't have taken up smoking at 83, she would have climbed Kilimanjaro.
She had that trip planned. She had the tickets and everything.
Yeah. You're like, aha, I'm going to stop old people from doing things they're physically incapable of doing.
What, like the two people I work with doing their jobs?
Yeah. Ooh. So you're essentially like kicking down so low, you're like digging a hole.
Yeah, you're putting them into their graves.
Seriously, I came in yesterday to work early for my boss. She walks up to me and goes, hey, you can't do the lunch tables by yourself anymore because I hurt myself.
So, because she's inept?
And I was like, yeah, but you're like 70.
Is she that old?
I think she's like 55.
That's like 70.
That is so close. It's
in
closer
janitor
than
years.
Zero. how many years to one janitor year?
1.3.
Wow.
So it's 1.3 janitor years to one human year?
Yes.
No wonder you look so old.
I know. That's why all my hair fell out, right?
Doesn't that mean they age slower?
It's all those caustic chemicals. No, because he's for every 1 year we experience, he experiences a year and a third.
Okay.
So after 3 years, he's 4 years older.
You got some janitor miles on you.
Yeah. It's so slow.
But seriously, she's like, yeah, you have to make the secretaries help you put the tables down. I was like, I'm 32, so...
So no.
Yeah, I'm not qualifying for AARP yet, so I'll take care of it.
How about Meals on Wheels, though, huh?
Yeah, gone. We don't need any more meals and no more wheels.
And before school both. Program lunches, too. Fuck that.
Yeah, I mean, feeding the poor is a huge expense that I think we can do without.
I mean, it's not going... We're not getting that food directly.
Yeah, and what are those poor people going to do? Complain to somebody who has money? They don't care. They have
and
money.
If the old people are starving, they'll turn to nicotine. Eh?
They'll turn Will they? Onto eating each other.
Doesn't it make you less hungry? I don't
need something to curb my appetite, like meth.
I mean, I think like if you want a snack, it may curb your appetite, but if you're going without meals, like you can't live on cigarettes alone.
No, I'll just swallow some cha.
Unless you start eating.
I almost threw up when I said that.
So you're just bleh, oh god.
Okay, all right.
Okay, we're done with that line of dialogue.
Woo! Yeah, we can't go down that road. No more goofs.
Yeah.
The goof stops here.
Anyway.
Yeah, so at my work, since everybody is gone now, it's fucking awesome.
Nice.
I show up, I'm by myself, I do my work, I go home.
Sounds like a dream.
David walked in, it was like that episode of Twilight Zone. He's like, everyone's dead.
it's like I'm Burgess Meredith, except now, like, my only punishment is I don't have to work near a rotting whale carcass anymore.
He doesn't, like, come home.
Imagine going in, day out to a job you hate and working, let's say, inside the rib cage of a rotted away whale.
Well, walk the fly.
Walk the fly.
Wow, that's from Ren and Stimpy. When they lived in that whale, and the worms made them walk the fly.
That's a deep cut.
That
is a deep cut. All the words that you just said mean almost nothing to me. Like, I know they're English, don't get me wrong, but the way you strung them together makes absolutely no sense.
That is really smart.
Thank you. Thank you, lady.
But, you know, I think I'm going to start a new business venture, but I haven't decided what it should be yet. So maybe you guys can help me brainstorm.
Okay, David's going what? To... Okay,
Dog hats.
You have a booth on the side of the road that says insults $1.
Insults $1. But nobody... Well, because the dog hats is closer than the insults for hire.
Okay, chicken hats.
Chicken hats! Oh, have you seen that video of the chicken wearing pants?
No.
What?
And he dances!
Aww.
Okay, so it's this black chicken. They put a pair of tiny
David's
blue...
40.
Have you seen this dancing chicken?
I got it in an email.
It's a chain.
It was a chain email. It was forwarded to me.
It said re Obama's birth certificate, also dancing chicken.
Yeah, but no, it's like a meme that's on YouTube, and it's like this little black chicken, they put a tiny pair of blue trousers on, and it, like, jumps up and down and looks very happy.
Aww.
Okay.
Can we put pants on ours? I want to get the little, they have little bracelets you can put to identify each one, like with, like, a Superman.
Yeah. Sounds like you two need to go doll clothes shopping later.
Oh, no, you know what you can get is some razors to put on their feet, so when they jump at each other,
they'll kill each other. Yeah, that's exactly what I want. I'm like, oh, you know what I really want out of these chickens? Senseless
eggs.
Death. No, I want them to kill each other before they can even produce anything worthwhile.
Yeah, that means the only eggs that you'll be eating are the strongest eggs.
Also, the second you strap a razor, this is your new business venture. The second you strap a razor to one of those chickens' feet, you're going to look up from the foot and be surrounded by men holding money and yelling.
Oh, what you need to do is you need to combine cockfighting with the robot fighting.
Hen fighting. Oh, so I feel like the robots definitely have an advantage in this situation.
It's not a chicken fighting a robot, but you're putting, like, mechanical weapons onto the chickens when they fight.
What about this?
So, like, a chicken with, like, a flamethrower.
What if, and this is just spitballing, I'm going to have to run this by legal because we might get sued for it.
All right.
But
check with the lawyers.
If I can somehow get a mechanical gizmo duck style suit.
He's already shaking his head.
A top hat and some spats. I can have chicken tails, the live action. I could probably get that greenlit for $30 million.
It costs a lot to have this lawyer stand here just to shake his head all the time.
Yeah, he doesn't like it.
Like, we, you know... Get out of here, man.
I think he's getting a call from Disney right now.
Oh, shit.
Oh, God. They're shutting us down.
Man,
shut it all
God
down.
God damn it. What do we pay Shapiro for if he can't even, like, fucking... Whatever. Oh, no. I'm on him. Yeah, but I can have Gizmo Chick and Scrooge McChicken.
Does that mean they're all ladies?
Well, yeah.
Yeah, it's like a female Ghostbusters.
Like, here's the thing nobody tells you about male chickens is that they want to murder everything. We went to this little, like, orchard where you can go out and, like, pick fruit. You can fill a bag for $5 or whatever. And they had all their chickens in this big pen.
They had all their chickens in a row.
But they had a male chicken, and the males are, like, roughly 5 to 50 times bigger than the hens.
Roughly 5 feet tall.
You've got somewhere between 25...
Man.
You've got somewhere between 25 and 600 pounds of rooster coming at you. And there's nothing you can do about that, guys. Like, I dare you to find a way to deal with a pissed off rooster that doesn't end...
Yeah, they're 50% testosterone.
Yeah. Like, people in the NFL are grinding up roosters and injecting them into the base of their cock to play football better. Isn't that ironic?
Don't you think?
Yeah, because it's in their cock.
Oh.
At the base, anyway.
Right. Because it's all about that base. About that base. Mm-hmm.
No, no, that song's about butts.
not injecting chickens into your dick.
Here's my problem with that song. Her ass is flat as a board.
No, it's
as wide as it can be, but it's not like an ass that you want to look at.
She's got like a long butt.
She has big hips.
It's tall.
Yeah.
She's got a tall ass.
I got a tall butt.
So, hey, man, shrink that ass down. It's a little too tall.
Let's talk about buttholes for a while.
This isn't even the hole. This is the fleshy cheeks on the outside.
My God, I got a 2-foot butt up and down.
I think I'm going to try the chicken head idea, though.
What kind of hats?
Like a Robin Hood hat. Maybe like one of those English wedding hats.
What about Cyclops' visor?
That's not a hat.
Just chicken accessories.
Yeah. Like little vests.
Yeah.
Well, here's the thing. I think the vest is probably a better idea than the pants, because I don't know if you know this about chickens, guys, but they shit constantly.
Yeah, I was wondering about that with the pants. Yeah,
exactly. Imagine a fire hose that only squirts chicken shit, and that is what a chicken is.
So your dogs enjoy a rich buffet of chicken shit all the time?
Oh, they love it. I don't know what's in chicken shit, but the dogs are gaga for it.
It's a buffet of one type of food.
Yeah, essentially. It's like CC's pizza.
It's like when we bring out the chinchilla.
It's just like that.
I don't know if you knew this about chinchillas.
They love to eat shit?
No, they shit constantly.
Eat shit, chinchilla.
And my dog will follow this thing around being like, oh, good.
I don't get it. And like a chicken will drop a deuce like the size of like a bonbon. I don't know how else to, maybe like a golf ball.
The size
ball,
of
not
a Whopper.
Big.
Not the burger, but the candy.
Yeah, like the size of a like a double Whopper with lettuce in it and everything.
Ugh.
No, but yeah, like they'll drop a deuce the size of a ping pong ball no matter where they are. Like they'll
no respect for anyone.
They'll roll up onto the patio and be like, doo 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 doo. Oh, what's that?
It's chicken poop. That's what it is.
Yeah, and the dogs are like, they think it's tapioca pudding. They can't get enough of this stuff.
God.
Oh, God.
Yeah, they love it, man. I don't know. There's something about being a dog that must make animals shit taste amazing. Because they'll do that for horse shit. They do that for the rabbit shit. Like,
well, like
Penny eats dog shit.
Penny eats her own shit. That's how dedicated
makes
the
more
she
sense
is.
From other animals, like the rabbit or the chinchilla. Like that's mostly like compacted like plant material at mm-hmm. that point. But like bird poop is like so foreign to what we have.
Yeah, it's like. As you know, as far away from insects to humans are, that's how far away human or mammal shit to bird shit.
Sure, that's a good analogy.
Okay, imagine
that was on the SATs.
1600. How would you react if you took a shit and you stood up and you looked in there and it was like a bird shit?
It was black and white, and you never peed again.
Yeah, it's white. Sometimes it's green. There'll be like seeds in it.
I'd go to the hospital.
I can't. And you just can't control it anymore. It just comes out whenever.
I have no control over my cloaca. No,
they control it. They're not like, because here's how you tell.
Are you sure they do? I don't think they do.
Yeah, here's how you can tell. Because if you watch a chicken do, it'll stop, bend its knees slightly like it's about to receive a pitch over home plate, drop its tail a little bit, and then be like, and then it goes plop.
Chicken's giving the call.
Yeah, it'll put up two feathers and it'll give a curve turn right across home plate. Yeah, that's how you can do. Like if an animal has to stop and think about what they're doing, like chickens don't have much brain power, and I feel like 75% of it is taken up by them having to shit.
See, but David, I feel like birds, well, maybe chickens have to think about it, but like pigeons and stuff, if pooping is something you could. If I could run and poop, that's basically what they're doing when they're flying and pooping.
Yeah, right.
Yeah,
but that would be like if you're running on your hands, because they use their arms essentially as locomotion.
That's still a large effort while you're pooping.
Not really, because you could just like, you know, spread your wings and fly like an eagle to the sea, and then drop sure. a deuce onto somebody's car.
Doot, doot, doot.
Plus, here's the thing: you're thinking of it as like a human shit, where you have to like. You know, it's just shit and that's it. This slides out like a slurry of Dairy Queen Blizzard.
Like a sluice of...
Yeah, I don't think they have to push that hard.
I don't think so either.
Yeah, because they're just like, yeah, I think I'll shit now. Plop.
Well,
done.
They have to shit out a giant egg. Or no, well, that, pigeons don't, but chickens.
Well, yeah,
you're
pigeons
right. Pigeons
also
don't lay
have
eggs.
To, pigeons also have to lay eggs.
I forgot we were talking about pigeons.
No, but like that's the thing. I feel like humans, like as a whole, got like the raw end of the deal when it comes to shit. Because like a chicken's ass is 8 inches of feathers. And they never have to wipe their ass. They're like, plop, it falls out. And there's never like, oh no, I've got a whole bunch of shit on my ass. No, humans are like the ones who, for some reason, as the turds are coming out, they're like spinning like a helicopter blade and just coating your ass. Whereas like every other animal is like, plop, done.
Yeah.
No, I've seen a rhinoceros muck spread, David, so I know that you're wrong.
Yeah, but they do that on purpose.
I don't think you've seen a rhinoceros do that, but I do think you've seen a hippo do that.
Yes. One of those two animals. A hippo is basically a rhinoceros that lives in the water and lost its horn.
Yeah. Yeah. Rhinos are simply land hippos.
Horny land hippos.
Yeah. And elephants are simply bigger land rhinos.
Yeah.
Everything. And dogs are essentially small landed hippos.
Well, no. The three that you compared are all gray. All gray animals came from the same source.
I mean,
right?
we're bipedal land hippos.
Hippos are pink.
No,
they
gray.
Can't.
Or they're at least brown. They're not gray. I dare you to find a gray hippo outside of black and white cartoon.
Let's see here. One,
and cartoons.
1-800.
Dial 1-800 wet hippo.
Oh, God, no.
It's just like, it's just like a sound of bugs running. It's like, you're like, type in
like
what color are hippos.
Into a fan.
I still don't understand the fetish behind wet butts.
I don't care.
Andy, butts are always good, but when they're wet, they're also good.
What is they're like even better.
Oil butt.
An oily butt.
Yeah. Type in 1-800 oily butt.
Oil butt.
Okay. Google says brownish pink.
Nailed it. Like I can trust Google.
Should I try Bing?
Bing it up.
Bing. Ask Jeeves.
All right. Let's ask Bing. I'm using Google to find Bing.
You gotta Bing it to get the real answers.
Okay, here goes.
Every time you Google Bing, Microsoft gets a dollar.
Oh my God. You'll never guess what Bing says.
Great.
Brownish pink.
Damn it. Thank you, Yoda.
Very good. Anyway, guys, let's keep it moving right along. And I guess we still don't have a sound effect for this, but Annie's going to read from the ever-spiraling blog of insanity known simply as Jerry's Bubble Drome.
Hey,
makes you feel a little uneasy.
This one was from a while back, like a couple months.
The halcyon days.
It's called Milk Feet.
Mm-hmm.
And it's numbered and bullet pointed, but there are no other numbers or bullet points in this.
So, wait, what?
Number one.
Number one, then bullet point, and then just a whole run-on paragraph.
Send our love down the well.
Women are olfactory creatures. Here's a trick to tintillate their jollies.
You know how I know? I've seen their noses.
And their lick 'em lollies.
Milk plus feet equals boobies.
Equals milk feet.
Milk plus feet
equals
boobies.
That's a transitive property.
What sort of equation is this?
And
what Greek philosopher came up with this?
Pythagoras.
Yeah, what type of mixing method are they using?
The heat from the soles of your feet pressed against the inside of your shoe is like a pressure cooker. No.
I mean, it can be. I've had some pretty hot shoes.
Yeah, but those are those nice pumps.
Granted, but a pressure cooker is like 100 PSI and 400 degrees, not, I don't know, 150 and 98 degrees?
Look, I've had some shoes that are a step in that direction.
They manipulate gravity?
Oh, it's like the pump-up shoes, but it's increasing the pressure on the inside?
Oh, yeah, Reeboks.
Oh, God, this is gross. Women grow milk in their boobs, and when they smell breast milk from other lactating moms, it arouses their own subconscious lactation cues and vis-a-vis a maternal sexualization instinct. That's the grossest sentence I've read so far today.
Makes them horny. For sex.
For sex.
I'm maternally sexualized.
I can't imagine a woman sexualizing feeding an infant with
You're doing it wrong if that's what you're visualizing.
What if I'm an adult teen baby?
Well, I can. Well, that's the thing. Like, if you're a dude and someone, like, if you're a woman and like a full grown man, like, has a fetish and he's like, hey, let me suck on your tit because that gets me hard. I don't think the woman is like, oh, yeah, I'm feeding a giant man baby with my milky tits.
I mean, I don't think that's how some people.
I don't think that's how it works.
The trick is to create the scent of breast milk so it wafts upwards into the nostrils.
He just fills a little spray bottle and like squirts it in the air.
Well, he just it's just full of milk.
Yeah, it's Febreze, but their new scent, it's human breast milk.
I thought he was like just he had like one of those little portable fans and he was just on the underside of cleavage pointing it up.
And also squeezing it so it's like a little squirt stream. Awesome.
The salt from toe sweat mixed with 2% milk mimics the exact pH level of breast milk.
I definitely doubt that.
Repeat that recipe.
2% milk and toe sweat.
Got it.
Toe
sweat.
Toe sweat. Okay.
How do you
I thought he was talking
sweat?
About wet toast.
Toast West? Adam West, retarded cousin?
Toe sweat is way more normal.
Yeah. We don't want wet toast.
Just put a small amount of milk into a funnel, which empties into the tongue of your sneakers, and just before your date, pour some milk in the funnel.
Ugh.
So do you need to keep the funnel on the front of your shoe the whole time?
It's a fashion statement.
So wait, this guy is saying that any woman, regardless if they've had a child or not,
they still know what that breast milk smells like.
Once they smell your funky foot milk.
They're sniffing their own tits all the time. They're like, not ready.
I'm not growing milk
not
yet.
Not ripe yet.
Another day or two.
It's a bit squishy, but totally worth the hand job you'll get later in the bathroom of a Denny's.
It's totally worth the foot infection.
In a Denny's?
That's their date.
I took my date to a Denny's.
And filled my shoes full of milk.
If someone is going to give you a hand job in a Denny's, I don't think you need the milk.
No, probably not.
Like, if someone is cool giving you a hand job in a public two-star diner, you can probably just ask them.
Wow, two stars is actually, is it Michelin stars?
Yeah. Two Michelin stars.
It's 2 out of 10. Like, if you take your date, for lack of a better term, to a Denny's, and they don't immediately get up and say, this is fucked, there's like a 90% chance they'll give you a hand job.
This is bullshit.
Like, because if they're willing to put up with that shit, like, they'll jerk you off, right?
Nah.
This has been David's dating tips.
Guys, take your lady to a Denny's. If she doesn't get up and run, she'll jerk you off.
I don't like to buy milk, but you can get Capri Sun juice pouches from the dollar store.
What?
Just use an empty Capri Sun pouch and steal the milk from Starbucks. Starbucks has a huge fucking carafe of it by the napkins.
Why? So you can't, like, bring a glass from home. You have to get a Capri Sun pouch that presumably you would have to cut open like a cup.
You have to put it in the Capri Sun drop by drop through the straw.
Or like, you put the milk in your mouth and then spit it through the straw into the pouch.
Yeah, gross.
Ooh, you know what? I really want some Capri Sun now, though.
Just pour it in the empty Capri Sun pouch and bam! You have a milk dispenser you can squirt anytime into your shoes.
I thought you were just going to say, like, squirt it into her face.
Yeah. Like, if
are you horny yet?
Yeah. If things go south and she tries to steal your wallet, you know, right to the eyes.
So pocket milk.
And you guys both had siblings. When you had Capri Suns, did you ever, when you finished it, fill the Capri Sun pouch up with air and then hit it so the straw would shoot at your siblings? Or?
No, I never thought of that.
Yes.
I used to do that too with my friend.
We had, in when I was in grade school, they changed from milk cartons to milk bags.
Ugh.
Which
do you live in Canada?
Yeah, are you Canadian?
They were just tits, guys. We would suck human. No, just kidding. It was like these clear.
Let
plastic.
Me suck on those big old milk bags.
It would just be like a clear plastic thing, and you'd stick the straw and drink it. But what we do is we'd blow up the milk bag to full capacity, and then shove the straw through. So you'd have a straw going through this inflated milk bag, and it was a physics, you know, experiment that you could do every day. And it was a nightmare. Because, like I said, they were human breasts.
While you were at Starbucks, also steal a bunch of napkins and put those in your pants in front of your underwear.
You're going to want those
wedged
for later.
Wedged into the dick hole flap to make your dick look bigger.
This guy's so smart.
No, that's a terrible idea. Like, if she's going to jerk you off, she's going to have to dig through like napkins. Like, what? That's like, hey, you know what? There's a candy bar over on the table, but it's under a mound of toilet paper. Like, sure, it's not going to be an unpleasant experience getting at it, but why put it
weird.
There? Yeah, why do that?
Don't put it in the back of your underwear. Oh, sorry, don't put it too far back in your underwear. Otherwise, she'll think you're wearing a shit-filled adult diaper or have a deformed nutsack.
But who knows? She might be into that.
Yeah. Okay, you could, because, again, she's at a Denny's. Her standards are low.
But so she agreed to go to Denny's with you.
So if you have like a grapefruit-sized nodule apparently growing out of your taint, she'll probably still jerk you off.
Oh, that's my dick goiter.
Yeah. Sorry about that. It has a mind of its own sometimes.
Don't mind Frank.
But that's the thing. So
the goiter knows, Jack.
So to simplify this plan, it's get human breath, not necessarily, get milk, mix it with toe sweat, spray toe sweat. It at the woman, and then ask her.
It seems to me like he's just, like he assumes the smell is going to be strong enough from his shoes.
Oh, so it's like an essential oil of breast milk.
Or he's going to have to like put his feet up on that Denny's table.
It's an amused
his soggy feet.
Yeah, like if he's like, check it out, guys. Perfect way to get that scent right up in her nose holes. Act all super cash. Throw your feet up on the Denny's table. No one will care. I guarantee.
Ask her to tie your shoes.
And then she'll blow her nose in some of the Kleenexes you have in your crotch. Oh, and I bet. Okay, so here's the thing. I bet the secondary use of those napkins is to catch all the pre-cum from that sweet HJ you know is coming.
Mm.
Yeah.
We are ready for liftoff. But then you're like pulling paper mache off your... it's like your dick's a pinata. Like it comes out looking like Dora the Explorer and she hits it for candy. I don't like this plan, guys.
Sorry. I was reading an article about a waiter who not only asked for a bunch of Mexican descent people's IDs, asked for their proof of residency.
A waiter did that?
Yeah.
That's smart.
How does he have that authority?
He doesn't. He got fired.
It was imbued upon him by Trump himself.
So he's like moonlighting as a private detective, but he can't drop it. So like when he goes to like IHOP and he's like, guys, I'm going to have to see some papers.
Hey, guys. This is a classy establishment. You cannot have your moons over my hammy until I see your visa or your birth certificate.
Yeah. Rudy Tooty Fresh and Fruity is for Americans only.
Can't you tell by the fucking name?
Yeah. It's for gay Americans only.
So
I guess that's a cool plan.
I mean, I've been around women who have been breastfeeding and stuff.
Have you tasted it?
I have been around women who have breasts.
Quite often.
I mean... You can smell like breast milk, but I don't get...
Did it send you into a sexual fury?
Yeah, do you feel like you want to give a hand job after you smell it?
Well, I have to say, like, being in a room of people doing it, it does kind of fuck with your hormones.
It does make your hands curl up in the hand job mode, like...
Kind of?
Like what's happening to me?
You're sitting there with your hands folded in your lap, and then they just sort of curl into, like, jack-off position. You're like, oh, no!
But it does, kind of mess with your hormones a little bit.
How does it mess with your hormones?
I don't know, but it does kind of make you feel kind of, I don't know.
Handjobby.
Handjobby. Horny. I don't know. Like
makes you feel real handjobby afterwards.
It just kind of messes with, I don't know. It's weird.
This guy's onto something.
What if when you first met David, he smelled like bad milk and sweat?
Yeah, what if David had accidentally like dumped his cereal on himself that morning?
Uh-oh, clumsy, and I've got Cheerios on my head.
That's how I knew he would be mine.
I don't think she would want to fuck a toddler.
No.
I'm like, uh-oh, I went to Boom Boom, and I flipped the bowl, and there's milk everywhere.
Peas.
I don't know. That doesn't seem as sexy. But that's like if a man... visited a friend's house and saw him feeding his kid like SpaghettiOs and you like wanted to eat a pussy. like he's like, open up, here comes the airplane. You're like, oh, where's that puss?
And Tim's like, la, 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 la.
I gotta go, I can't watch this child eat SpaghettiOs.
I either gotta eat puss or fuck a can of ravioli.
Oh,
ew.
Thank goodness for Chef Boyardee is what he said.
Oh, now I'm sad because I'm positive somebody's probably fucked a can of ravioli.
I don't
that
know.
They got sharp edges, though, those cans.
Yeah. Come on. You can't...
Somebody can fuck it, they'll fuck it. There's all those reports where man trapped in wall for 5 days after putting penis in pipe. He's like, oh, I fell down with an erection.
Listen, I have fallen in so many places with so many erections. It's a miracle I haven't been trapped in a wall, in a well, you know, at the escalator at the mall, in a changing room, in a truck stop bathroom.
God, the escalator at the mall would rip that thing right up.
Oh, God.
Yeah, I mean, that's it. So you see, like, I've essentially tempted fate everywhere I go.
Mm-hmm. I've got one of them mall boners.
Oh, not another mall boner. Is someone feeding a child SpaghettiOs?
Who the hell has SpaghettiOs in a mall?
Yeah, I have to run through the food court with my eyes closed.
Yeah, it's the Chef Boyardee restaurant.
So it's just the sight of SpaghettiOs? It's not like the smell or anything?
It's probably the smell, and it has to be delivered via an imaginary airplane into the mouth of a toddler.
The airplane really makes it.
Yeah, it's the sound and the smell, because you're like, oh, a plane and like cheap tomato sauce.
Let's see where this plane is going.
Let's see what's happening here. Uh-oh, erection.
Oh!
How long has it been since you've had SpaghettiOs? Because I wouldn't even qualify that as tomato sauce.
It depends on who you ask. I'm an adult, so it's been 25 years. Krista is not, and it's been about 3 weeks.
Like, there was one time I was like, you know what? I should try Chef Boyardee's canned ravioli.
They're not very good.
You know, it tasted like somebody had taken some acid and dyed it red and then put it on top of what is essentially cardboard stuffed with shredded cardboard.
I remember being pretty good.
My memory is a little bit different. It felt like I was eating, like, pustules of plague victims soaked in ketchup.
Yeah, that's about right.
That's just me, though.
I like meatball SpaghettiOs.
Yeah, because they're, you know, they're so great.
And I accidentally got the alphabet ones, so I was eating the alphabet.
Oh, yeah. So you can make high trung soup.
Oh, yeah. This is so embarrassing. I bought the pasta for slightly younger children.
Mm-hmm. Just slightly.
Yeah.
Oh, no. But now I know my alphabets.
Hey, you can spell like fart in the on your spoon. Nailed it, guys.
This fart's going in my mouth.
That's the only way I eat a dick. I'm gonna eat an ass. Yum. Yeah, SpaghettiOs. Everything Chef Boyardee makes is garbage.
Thank goodness.
So is that all for the milky?
Yeah, that's all for the milky.
It's all for milk
and
feet.
P.S. You have to like be in close quarters with the breast milk.
Well, yeah, that's why he's putting his feet up in the dude's
on the
chick's face. Yeah,
because like
it's all up in that dude's face.
You know,
I would dab a little behind the ears.
Yeah.
And
on
mustache.
The temples.
Yeah.
And
what I would I would put a dab behind the ear, one on the chest, one on the stomach, and leading all the way down to my dick and be like, oh,
whoops.
Check it. Whoops.
Look, I got a happy trail of rotten milk.
She's like moving down, and then bam, dick's in her face, and she has nowhere to go.
It's a trick. She's like, what is that smell? And she's like, and she's just going down, and suddenly, dick and mouth.
It's like cornering a wild animal with your penis.
That's when they attack, though.
It also helps if they are in a corner.
I just put a little bit of deer urine on my cock here.
And then you fuck a deer.
That's how you get centaurs.
Oh, what if I put human piss on my own dick?
I think that's very possible right now.
Oh, interesting. You think I'm gonna... No, see, that's the thing. Also, why do animals love the smell of each other's piss? Like, if I, like, went in somewhere and I could smell piss, I would be like, oh, sexy.
Ugh. Never well, say not... that like that again.
I mean, it's not quite like that. They get all sorts of information out of it.
Yeah, how come they can do that? And I, like, if you walk into a men's room and you smell piss, you go, ugh. Like,
gross.
You don't think,
that's boy
oh.
pee.
Yeah, no, nobody, like, a deer smells some piss and is like, all right. I learned a lot about you today. You walk into a truck stop men's room, you're like, oh, the only thing you learn is...
People are gross.
Nobody can aim.
Yeah.
Yeah, you learn that people... David, just working as a janitor, you learn that people are monsters.
See, that's the thing. Every time people try to elevate themselves above animals, which we all are, I feel like you should just hand out... like little flashcards of like public restrooms. But like, do you think we're not animals? Like this
no!
is this is
oh,
a
god, I'm a monster.
Darwin, take me away. Like you can pray to Charles Darwin, right?
Sure.
I've been doing it for years.
He's a deity.
Oh, so you're newly converted to Darwinism?
Yeah. Wasn't that the name of the dolphin on SeaQuest?
Probably.
Sure.
It was a great character, really fleshed out, and it was a great reference.
And then there's the patchwork homunculus that worked with him.
Mm-hmm.
That's Ted Raimi, Adam.
Is it?
Ted Raimi's in the show. I just assumed you were making fun of Ted Raimi.
Yeah, Ted Raimi.
I don't think dolphins can commit suicide.
That's not true, actually.
Corey Feldman.
Yeah. No, he's still alive.
Oh, darn. Drat and darn. Both
darn.
Of
those. and if you want proof that Corey Feldman's still alive, go to YouTube and type in Ascension Millennium, and you
no,
can
I'm
thank
not watching
me.
That again.
You can thank me that? Later.
It's his band.
I don't know it's if I'd band. Call it a band.
It's his musical act.
It feels like, you know how when you think of the term like performance art, you think of like stuff that nobody wants to look at, but it's really meaningful to the person doing it?
Yes.
Yeah.
I would classify that music video as performance art.
Ever since Corey Haim died, a part of Corey Feldman was dead forever.
Well, yeah, because they were blood brothers and they swapped
yeah, they
each
were twin
other's
souls.
Yeah. They swapped feet.
They were the they were the Frog Brothers.
Yeah. First year fighting vampires, next year singing to essentially nobody at a pool party.
That's fun.
Yeah.
Now everything's we should wrap this up. I'm getting depressed about Corey Feldman. He was top of the world. He was teen beat number one.
Yeah, but that's the thing. Everyone was like, oh, wow, he's a kid that kind of looks and sounds like an adult. And now he's an adult that looks like he should have been buried a long time ago.
Oh, no.
they only drag him out of his coffin every once in a while to go, hey, can we make this Lost Boys thing a franchise? Oh, we can't.
Yeah, he's definitely like Gerard Butler from Dracula 2000. Like, he's just in a coffin, like sucked out and mummified, and someone comes and like has a nosebleed and they sort of shoot a snot rocket onto him. Oh. And he comes
on Corey Feldman.
Yeah, he comes and does his performance and then he gets sucked out and thrown back into the coffin.
Remember, kids, when you see Corey Feldman, spit on him. He needs it.
Corey Feldman. All right, guys. So let's start wrapping it up, I guess. You know how we like to do it. With a round of classic caffeine-free staff recommendations.
Nerd.
Adam, why don't you go first? You hardly ever do.
What did you do this weekend?
Yeah.
What did you do, Adam?
Tell me.
I didn't really do anything.
John, I'm going to rub your nose in that.
I got nothing.
Nothing at all?
I haven't done anything new. Oh no, I did watch... Thank you. I watched Train to Busan this week.
Oh.
What? Oh, is that the zombie
yeah,
one?
Yeah, the zombie one.
Why did you make that noise, Trung?
Oh.
Well, cause I think that was probably me making that noise, because I was like, But yeah, that does seem like a cool...
It's very good. I picked it up because it's got very high reviews, which was strange for... since it's a zombie movie.
Right, but from what I'm seeing and hearing, they really turned the genre on its head.
It's very well done. I'm going to try and show it to Andy and Alex here soon.
Okay. Andy, what do you got?
It made me cry.
I saw another highly rated movie that also made me cry. It was Logan.
It made you cry?
Am I going to cry?
It is a sad movie.
Oh, well, I get that it's a sad movie because it's like the future and everyone's dying. Mm-hmm. But
no spoilers.
Like, what? Yeah, unless you've seen the trailer, that was a spoiler for you.
But seriously, fucking... Oh, man, the action in that is... Like, since they were able to make it rated R, that little girl just fucking disembowels people. Yeah.
See, I would love to see, like, Old Man Logan done right. Because what I can tell is it's basically the premise of Old Man Logan, but the story is a lot different.
It's a lot different.
Yeah, so... I want to see...
For one, Logan didn't kill everybody.
I don't want to see a superhero on their decline. I want to see them at their best kicking ass. They should have had Wolverine, young Wolverine, maybe bring in the kiddies so he can like pass the torch or whatever, but don't have him be like an old sack of shit.
Well, I'm sure they will reboot him later.
There's nobody on the planet Earth from here forward that could ever be as good a Wolverine as Hugh Jackman.
It's true.
Yeah.
He spent how many years in that role now?
Yeah, like that's the thing. 20. He was born and he looked in the mirror one day and he's like, oh shit, because he always had a picture
crikey.
Of the... He's like, crikey! Because he loved the animated X-Men cartoon series and he's like, whoa, that's me! And so, bam.
But both him and Patrick Stewart are excellent in that movie. The little girl's pretty good.
So they don't talk about or they don't bring up the son?
No.
Dokken?
In the comics, Trung, there's a daughter and a son. They both have two claws.
Dokken.
Yeah. Dokken. Yeah, classic Dokken from the 80s, rocking it all the time.
I think that's Trung. His name, though.
Oh,
Trung, what do you got? Well, is his other is the daughter's name Whitesnake?
Yes. Oh, no, the daughter's name was Quiet Riot.
Oh, okay. This is my daughter, Quiet Riot, my son, Great White.
Sonic Youth.
Oh, this is
Rat
Warren.
With two T's.
Yeah. That's my nephew, Cherry Pie. What do you got, Trun? What do you got?
Shit. Well, I recommend Subterranean by James Rowan. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
It's a book.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
It's glowing recommendation. Away. I'll recommend this. It's a book. They're going to put that on the cover.
I recommend this.
After this episode is released, on every James Rowland Subterranean, you're going to see a gold star, and it'll say, "It's a book, Trum." What about you, Krista?
I'm going to recommend Bloodsport. We watched it the other day, and JCVD is fucking
Is that the one where the guy shoots people while playing football?
It's Kumite.
What?
No, what?
What the fuck are you talking about?
I don't even know what
Bloodsport is.
Jean-Claude Van Damme.
Yeah, it's JCVD in the Kumite fighting Chong Li and Ray Jackson, whatever his first
Ray
name
Charles.
Was.
Ray Pollard. Jackson.
I don't know if it was Ray Jackson. That's an actual fighter.
If you're looking
fighter.
For a better movie, it's Kickboxer.
Whatever, well, man. This one was good.
Yeah, because this was the first one. This is where JCVD made his mark.
Yeah, he made his mark
by having
on me.
Tight buns. And
the splits
punching
and
a dude so hard in the balls that they rocketed out of his ears. Like, seriously, watch Bloodsport just for the part where JCVD goes into classic splits and uppercuts this guy's nuts. Mm-hmm. Oh, it's
so
awesome.
Somehow I got the movie I was thinking was The Last Boy Scout.
Not even close.
Not even
close. That's Kevin Costner? Not JCVD?
That's a big difference.
That's Bruce Willis and Damon Wayans.
Oh, I was thinking Waterworld.
Oh, my God.
Oh, we got it all mixed.
You know, JCVD's got gills, and it's a terrible movie. And yeah,
it's not
so
hot.
I guess I'll recommend a Steven Seagal caliber JCVD movie, Time Cop. Mm-hmm. That movie... Okay, so, remember what Terminator Genesis did to, their timeline? They're like, whatever. And they made an attempt to explain why nothing really changed?
Yeah.
In Time Cop, dozens, if not hundreds of people are mowed down, and the future changes. The only thing that changes is the name on the sticker in the building that he's in.
Yeah.
Like, in Time Cop, he's like, oh, you gotta be careful. Anything you do can affect the future. And by that, I mean, hand me that Uzi. And he's like, brrr, just like mowing people down.
I am Time Cop.
Yeah, women and children. He's like meeting his former self and like fucking his past wife. And nothing changes.
I've got a board game where we're Time Cops.
It's pretty fun.
Is there a plastic JCVD?
Yeah, there's a tiny plastic Jean-Claude Van Damme.
I am in to the tune of $100,000.
Oh, my Kickstarter's been funded.
So yeah, definitely Kickboxer is a good one. Bloodsport, probably one of the best, because it's essentially what Street Fighter the movie should have been.
Good?
Yes.
Oh.
It's essentially dudes from all over the world fighting in a bunch of different styles, which is reminiscent of the video game that got a shitty movie. But
yes.
Yeah, Time Cop is mulleted Van Damme in the future.
Oh, God.
In the future, everyone loves his mullet, and he kind of has that Jean Grey, Rogue.
Rogue.
Yeah, a little Rogue in his hair, and it's essentially
and a brogue
like
Rogue in his accent.
Yeah, he's like, I'm an American. You're like, sure, buddy. And then he's like doing the splits, and the guy kills himself with a stun gun. It's great.
How?
Here's the thing, Andy. It was a situation easily avoided. Guy with a stun gun, which has, the stun guns, how they have the two little prongs that shoot out and then they go blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
In the future,
the prongs go blah, blah, blah.
Yeah, they stick out their little tongues and they lick your butthole.
It tickles you.
Yeah. So in the future, you'll be able to retract those and shoot them multiple times at whoever you want.
That's kind of cool, actually.
So he's chasing Van Damme around and like knocks over a water or turns on a sink or something, and JCVD is like in nothing but like a little pair of shorts or a towel or something, and the guy shoots the thing, it hits the water and it goes over to his foot and he's dead.
Oh no.
Meanwhile, JCVD is still resting his balls essentially where he makes breakfast. He is on the counter, his balls are on his cutting board next to a freshly cut
board.
Yeah, because it's in the kitchen. He jumps up on the counter and he's like, oh, there's my loaf of bread, and oh, my balls are next to it.
So he jumped up and did the splits on his counter?
Oh, hell yeah, he does.
How many times do you suppose he fell on his ass?
JCVD don't fall on no ass, unless it's some hot bitches, right?
Ha.
Let me get at that ass, he says. Plus, his
Let
weird...
Let me get that wet butt.
Yeah. Yeah, after the guy killed himself, he fell off backwards and got his butt wet. And then a million-dollar industry was born.
Then David got a boner, tripped, fell into a hole.
Oh, no, I fell into a gopher hole, and I was stuck face down in my yard for 3 days. Anyway, guys, if you want to contact us, fistfulpodcast@gmail.com, dave@fistfulpodcast.com, Andy at fistfulpodcast.com, blah, 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 blah. If you want a copy of the RJ book, remember the phrase that pays is I did crack with Alf or I smoked crack with Alf. I think
I
it's one of those.
I smoked crack with Alf.
Yeah, I smoked crack with Alf. And if you explain it to somebody in the Facebook, your privileges are revoked. I don't want anyone to know what I'm talking about unless they listen to this show or the last one or any future one that I may bring it up on. I guess that's it, unless you guys have anything else.
No.
Alrighty. So
I gotta go make this butt wet.
Yeah, time to get some wet butt.
Gonna go dunk my butt.
So until next week, I'm Dave.
I'm Chul.
I'm Krista.
I'm Jean-Claude Van Damme doing the splits on your counter.
And I'm Adam.
So you remember, kids, butts are cool, but when they're wet, they're super cool. See you next week.
Song suckers!
Or they try to...
Fistful of Podcasts Radio.
My name is Mark Summers, and I've been put in jail for 30 years.
Because he wore Reeboks without socks?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, my God.
That is a crime punishable by death.
I knew it when he did that on Double Dare. I'm like, this is going dark. Anyway, okay, here goes. No, I don't have a name yet. Hold on. Okay, I got it, I guess. No, I don't.
Frappuccino.
Nothing in the room helps. All right.
Yeah, the room is tapped.
Anything from the room? Crickets.
Steven Seagal.
The only thing I have from the room is Denny.
Denny. Oh, I know where Denny. Steven Seagal in the Asian Connection. And his name is...
I thought you were just going to use that. I'm Steven Seagal in the Asian Connection.
That'll work. Okay, ready?
We're still recording. Yeah. We're good.
One.
Are you guys ready again? Oh, my God. Okay, here goes.
Mic
continue
check.
To be ready.
Are you guys continuing to be ready over there?
That's
How's the ready?
Face.
Okay, here goes.